Mighty John Marshall, good morning, sir. How are you, buddy?
I am very well, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're there, and it's a good list today. Let's see what we have here. A new list. This is 10 records worth $100 or more. Okay, let's see what we got, John.
All right, and listen up closely, because on some of them, there is a lot of nuances that make a big difference in value. So we'll start with our number 10, AC/DC, the 45, Flick of the Switch, with its picture sleeve currently up to $100. The B-52's Rock Lobster, that 45, the original with picture sleeve, up to $100. The first album for Santana, called Santana, currently up to $150. Look for Black Sabbath, Master of Reality. Now, this came with a poster, current value up to $200. And Black Sabbath was originally called the Pocatoke Blues Band, after the brand of talcum powder Ozzy Osbourne's mother liked.
Huh.
Look for David Bowie. He's always collectible. The album Changes One Bowie. If you have the album, listen to the song John, I'm Only Dancing. Because if part of the lyrics are Annie's pretty neat, $20. But if the lyrics say Annie's kind of sweet, $200. Little things make a big difference.
Wow.
Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. That album currently up to $200. And Marvin Gaye added an E to his last name as a tribute to his idol, Sam Cooke, whose last name ended with an E.
Hmm.
Simon and Garfunkel, big album for them, Bookends. Again, little things make a big difference. If the label has two Columbia logos, $15.
Yeah.
But if the label has three CBS logos, $400.
Hmm.
Simon and Garfunkel, they had their first hit in 1957. With Hey Little Girl, Hey Little Schoolgirl. Recording as Tom and Jerry, they made their first TV appearance on American Bandstand with Dick Clark.
Wow.
The Stones, always collectible. The 45, It's All Over Now, with its picture sleeve, up to $400. From 1990, Fish, the album Lawn Boy, currently up to $600. And finally, look for the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, an original copy of the album up to $250. Find a black vinyl promo copy, $3,500. Find a pink vinyl promo copy of A Hard Day's Night, $12,000.
Wow. Jesus. Let me ask you this. This David Bowie, Changes One Bowie, why would an artist record the same single but record it twice and change the lyrics like that?
We don't know. We don't know in this case anyway, but The song is called John, I'm Only Dancing. If the lyrics say Annie's pretty neat, $20, but if it says Annie's kind of sweet, $200.
No kidding. When did Simon and Garfunkel change their name from Tom and Jerry? You remember when that was?
It was soon after that. Tom and Jerry was their only hit. It actually made the charts. I think it made number 17 on the charts.
Okay.
Hey Little Schoolgirl. And then he went on his own, Paul Simon, and he had several, Tico and the Triumphs was his first band as Paul Simon, Tico and the Triumphs. And then he met up with Art Garfunkel, and everything changed from there.
All right. Moneymusic.com, we're talking to Mighty John Marshall here. Let me ask you, we have the Outlaw Music Festival coming to Bethel Woods in July, and Bob Dylan is going to be there as well. And hypothetically, if they had American Idol back in the day and a young, raw Bob Dylan was performing, how long do you think it would be before the judges held up their hands and said, hey, thanks for coming?
Well, you know, his first appearance was 1961 at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Only 53 people showed up.
Wow.
And most of them were his relatives.
I'll be damned.
Did not get a good review, but of course, he went on to be a superstar.
And by the way, on your website right now, you've got a Dylan album that's worth $15,000, so it's probably worth checking out at moneymusic.com, right?
Yes, it's our YouTube video, our latest one. You can click on it right there at moneymusic.com.
Pleasure it is, as always, Mighty John. We'll talk next month, okay?
All right, Bob. Thank you.
You got it.